Another attempt at evacuations. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says 7 humanitarian corridors are opening up today to evacuate people trapped in Mariupol and 2 other Ukrainian cities hit hard by the Russian invasion. Russian forces have blocked evacuations in each of the last 2 days, but the British say they are pulling back in some other areas.
UK military intelligence saying Russian forces have reportedly withdrawn from a hostile airport located just outside the capital of Kyiv. The airport has seen fighting since the first day of the invasion.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. How will the war end? Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky telling Fox's Brett Baer in an exclusive interview.
Only without victory. A victory of truth means victory of Ukraine and Ukrainians. The question is when it will end. That is a deep question. It's a painful question. Besides victory, the Ukrainian people will not accept any outcome.
President Zelensky says he is not willing to give up any territory to reach a peace deal with the Russians, but says he would consider putting off discussions about the future of Russian-occupied Crimea. Days after winning the Best Actor Oscar and slapping Chris Rock, Will Smith resigns from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Saying in a statement, "I have directly responded to the Academy's disciplinary hearing notice, and I will fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. Change takes time, and I'm committed to doing the work to ensure that I never again allow violence to overtake reason." Academy President David Rubin responding in a statement that reads in part, "We have received and accepted Mr. Will Smith's immediate resignation from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences."
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. News.
You remember 2 weeks to stop the spread? As it turns out, it was more than 2 years.
For the first time since early 2020, some hospitals go for days without a COVID patient in their ICU. The number of COVID hospitalizations nationwide plunging more than 90% in the past few months, falling to an average below 12,000 last week. The previous low was just over 12,000 last June, before the Delta variant hit the U.S. And there's a ripple effect of relief, a chance to catch up on scans and lab tests, for instance, and patients not having to wait nearly as long for them. In some hospital systems, more restrictions are being eased as well, including limits on visitors. But health officials are quick to note the tragic toll leading up to this point and how quickly things can change as they track cases of a new Omicron subvariant. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Centers for Disease Control says it's ending a sweeping policy that limited asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The government already making plans to erect tents and take other steps to prepare for an expected influx of migrants when the policy known as Title 42 will stop being enforced on May 23rd. A California law requiring publicly traded corporations to include members of the LGBT or certain ethnic communities on their boards of directors, unconstitutional. A judge in L.A. ruling it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. No reaction from Sacramento yet. Some Apple employees in the U.S. resisting the company's efforts to bring them back into the office.
They've been working remotely due to the pandemic, but they're now being told they have to return to the office for up to 3 days a week. But the Apple employees say they don't want to deal with the commute nor sit around for 8 hours a day. They point out that Amazon and Meta workers don't have to return to their offices. Apple says it anticipated that some workers would grumble when ordered back to the 9-to-5 grind.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.